Say, welcome to another Daf HaShavua introduction Chabura to the limit of this week. Thank my Yedidin for enabling this. Today's sugya is a classical Nedarim sugya after several weeks of, I would say, a month of sugyas which are broader than just limited application to Nedarim. We're going back to the core sugya, which is connected inextricably with the limud that we had in Daf Beis in the introduction to Nedarim. We're going to talk about Yodos B'Shvua and a very important Lamdisha outlook by Rabbi Seinu, Rashi Yeshivas, and how to understand this sugya. So the Gemara talks about a biur in the Mishnah of Kenida Rishon, state in the Mishnah. Neder b'nazir b'karbet u'b'shvua. K'nidei k'sharim k'sharim l'meklum. K'nid v'isam neder b'nazir b'karbet. Dr. Ran and the Rosh, that the Mishnah is going back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says there is such a concept of yadais. And now the Gemara, using this Mishnah here, explains that there are other lashonos of yadais. If you say nidrei yashayim, it's a yad l'naziris or l'karbet or l'shvua. Something that we weren't yet necessarily aware of, and that is that the sugya of yadais applies to shvuos too. We know that it applies to nedarim because the first mishnah already taught that kinuyim and yadais apply to nedarim, and the subsequent sugyas that we saw that yadais is applicable to a wide range of things. But we haven't yet established necessarily that there is a yad on the shvuah. So the Ran and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph points out that in the long list of those things that the Gemara is in the Stapik, which ends, as you know, in famous tekus as to whether or not there are yadayim, there is one conspicuous absence, and that is shvuah. So l'chaira, the hekesh, if you remember the famous hekesh in the pasuk kol nidvayscha, the long pasuk that we had, which goes through every single possible things which are under kiyafli. Any possible responsibility that you can put upon yourself through expression, why isn't Shula included in this? So you'll say that, of course, the Dharma Shuas are the same. When the Mishnah says, Kenidra Rishon Alma Yesh Yad L'Shua, Zoktas Naran, Laidle Msafkon Yesh Yad L'Shua, Mishon. This is Mikra. This is not anything that needs even a diyun or a limud in the Gemara. Shua neder ki yidar neder ishava shua, and therefore the Mishnah that we are talking about now can neither ishoyim neder benazir kamer shua alma yesh yad shua. And the Rosh says more or less the same. But the Taisis and Dan, Daf Beis and Beis, ask this Kasha, and why, when it comes to Shuas, we do not say, Kol Kinyu Shuas Kishuas, as the Mishnah says in Sechtas Nedarim. Let's go see the Taisis on Daf Beis and Beis. Taisis answers, B'zeh Lashayn, Kim de Les Beyadais Leichosh Laskirab. Taisis is Chaylik on Iran. Taisis says, there is no Yudayim in Shuas. How can that be? In fact, the Taisa is not even a Shitas Yach. We can make this a little bit bigger, Rabbi Say, so we can say it and see it inside. Why? Okay. Why not? So the Beinu HaMe'iri is expands upon this, and he says that the reason why there is no, well, let's see what he says. And he brings you the drasha. After what's the yad nazir? The Miri tells you. Why Why? So the Mishnah is telling you, because we learned this from a pasuk. The pasuk is talking about Nedarim and Naziris. Who says that it applies to Shmuel? Zakta Miri, but not so pashut. We do find such a Gemara. The Gemara talks about a hekesh, so to speak, a hashva between Shmuel and Neder b'atvasa. So why shouldn't it be true? Then the Miri is doichadem. But the obvious kasha is our Mishnah tells you that there is Nidayim l'shvuas. Neder b'nazir b'karben b'shvuas. So the obvious kasha, charetz k'neged mishum feresh. It's only possible teretz is when the lashon of nidar rishayim is mamash lashon shvuah. You don't even need a yad. This is a teretz. But even if you're going to say this mishnah is a yad, as the Ran and the Rush explain, there l'chayra has to be a yishuv to this shita satoisus, which is not alone. There are other sheets that are shining who agree with this, that there are no Yudayim l'shvuos. How do we explain this? So several Mahalchim in Rabbi Seinu Achreinu, starting seminally with Rabbeinu HaNetziv. Netziv in Meraim Yisada has a Chiddush Gadol Ma'oid. I neglected to say that the Meiri brings the Yerushalmi that does learn Yadais, and if you go to the next page, and therefore it brings our Mishnah here. That's the other side. I'm sorry, you have to go down to the bottom where he starts at Yerushalmi. It's here on the bottom right. Talmud of Meir v'Sir Yerushalmi made lo nishiyesh al Yeshua. Sure, behead yilam di yadayis Yeshua me hishav eshavua, which is what the Ran referred to. You had a scram and kol cherem. So really, the onus is on those who shine and will hold nishtazai. Here you have Yerushalmi. It's hard to make this a machlokes bavli Yerushalmi. Maybe it is. Maybe they had the libud and they didn't have the libud. I'm a daf of my mahalach here, which explains the machlokes here plus the possible problems with the Tisus. Tisus says no Yudayim l'shvuos. So the Meraim Yisada, the Netziv, and as I, the Shalmei Nedarim was a contemporary of the Netziv, brings this Netziv b'Shmoi. He says you have to go back to Beis Amud Aleph to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has a chiluk, as we learned in the Ran and Daf Beis. It's a chiluk between somebody who's nishba ba'atzmoi to somebody who shama hashvuah me'acheru. And the Netziv says that everything that the Tosfos wrote, that there is no Yadayim Mishvuas, is only Naigeya to Mujba Mipiacherim. If somebody else said the Lashain and you said Amen or whatever Lashainus you use to create a Mujba Mipiacherim, then there is a din of Yadayim. But our Mishnah is talking about there's no din of Yadayim. But Al, why should there be a din yadayim when a third part, when a second party, third party, whatever you want to call it, is saying it? It's not your expression. But our Mishnah is talking about mujba mipi atzmai, yadayim work. Very beautiful chiluk. Yadayim work and mujba pi atzmai, they don't work and mujba pi acher. This is based on the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's edit this here a little bit. Tmua, line six. Atanan Mishnah Feresh is Kanidnarishan or Yeshidayamashua. What is this Taisa saying to us? For Isi Ba Miri Sheherich Bakirizu. And he says, Basiyam Zelashain, Efshir Mishnah. Because how could it work? Somebody else is saying something. Etc. Hold on one second here. So now the Now the Rosh Hashivas take this vart from the Nisiv and they work it through. He says that the Havana, it's brought in several places. I was like, believe it or not, as B'mikra, to learn Nidarim and Panavij Yeshiva. And there were three G'dayli Elam, each with a totally different Nusach. Rabbanim Agaynim, Rav Pavarsky, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, I'm not sure who was older, and Rav Shach. Kulam Zechreinim Lebrach L'chai Elam Abba. And they all focused on these sugyas here, and they had different mahalchim to explain this issue, which goes to the core of Nedarim HaShavuos. David Pavarsky, in Shir of David, I must have heard this as a young bachur, but I don't remember. He says this Nitziv is a Nifladaka Nitziv, and he says that the pshat in this Nitziv is that the side of Yodis is that you say a miktas of a dibber, and that is enables you to be express mivate. Mivate is a lashon pasuk. It's a term of art which is used all over Masechta Nedarim HaShavuos. And therefore, when you have a yad, the yad is megale on everything that you intended to say. That's when it's mushba mepi atzmai, whatever you intended to say. And it wasn't fully explicated with a full expression of bitui. Comes along the Tzairas Machadish. They did such a thing as a yad, and that's good enough. But if you're meshameh a mitzas dibur from somebody else, all you're doing is affirming. Do you affirm? Yes. Okay. Unfortunately, somebody has to go to a court, and they ask him to swear. He doesn't want to swear. He says, okay. And then the clerk says, you'll tell the truth. Do you affirm? And you say yes. So that yes is only has a taikif, go to the Shira of David of Pesach. The yes only has a taikif because it's attached to, it's an affirmation of what you said. If you wouldn't have said anything, there's nothing to affirm. So that's not shaykh to have a yad under certain circumstances. Very straightforward chiluk and havana in the chiluk that I mentioned earlier of timush piyat, mush piyacher. Baratsuv, hud vasham, baradarim, kasa levar, didn't have the Brahmasada Vaisaknisht. The Bamasarvi Rabdan the Kalshu Boy Hashem. That's where the Machlaikas is Midvate, pun intended. Whether you need a Shem Bashua, Mashkat must be asked by Hashem. Why? Should Masisan Medin Yad? Yadis Mani Gamashua. The couple has Karshem, Mani Medin Yadis. You don't need a Shem because Nichlal in the Yad is even the Yisoid of that Hashem is included in it somehow through the Yad. I will call my shaykh then yad dafka mushbiatsmai, bazali boy as kar sashem, mushbiacher, my shaykh shayel medin yad. Why? And he explains, mushamdam mushbiacher, mkoshu, have a mak makapal atzmashme, mirch mushbiay. Pasha, you're being affirming, you're accepting on yourself what you heard from the other person. Mkain, haray hashvua, have a rak mashasham velayaser. Mkim leisham as kar sashem, le shaykh din yad is kal irkashi, chashiv shvua bashem. Good. Lachain, everybody understands this chiluk, very, very beautiful. Because otherwise, the yad can't create something as an affirmation to something that wasn't said. This is the derech of the tzib. So we have two drach. The Miri says that many people say that there's no yad. I found the Yerushalmi who says there is a yad. Our Mishnah says there is a yad. And he says, maybe this is a Shul Gemurah, which the Maskana did in Rishayim, is a Shul Gemurah. It doesn't even work with Yadis. That's the Miri's Teres. The Murei Masada, as explained by Rav Pavarsky, explains that there are Alpi the Chilik or Benetam, that when it's a requirement of Shul B'Shem, that's only when it comes to Mushba Mepiach Acher, but Mushba Atzmai doesn't. Why not? Teres is Mushba Atzmai works Midin Yadis. Yadis doesn't even need a Shem. Or Mushba Piacherim, which is only an affirmation, the side of it that you're saying a mixas dibur and the rest of the dibur is attributed to you, and therefore you're being masked to the milim of what the clerk said, but that doesn't work if he didn't say Hashem. It doesn't work if he didn't say the the full language, and therefore you're dying. Do not work. Mushrepiyachayr. That's in the chilek. Our Mishnah is Mushrepiyatsmai. Tyson that Bay is referring to Mushrepiyachayr. The third Malach is based on Pesukim in the Torah. It's a Muhalach of Rav Naftali, and I made a Vayizaku, and here we come the answer. This is a Rav Naftali based on, let's start with the Pesukim. In Parshas Kedoshim state Le'sishbu b'Shmi L'Shakar, that's the Yisrael Shul Shekar. Then in Parshas Matos, you can go give us the Pesukim here of Pesach. Ish ki yidoy neder l'Hashem, which is, you need me to move? I'll move to the side. Ish, yes, I'll move to this. You need me to move. Excuse me a second, nobody say it. I have to just move the angle here a little bit. Ish ki yidoy neder l'Hashem. Next pasuk, Pesach. Next pasuk. Ish ki yidoy neder l'Hashem. Hey, I'm going to go parse the math, so everybody knows this pasuk because everybody listens to Chris Taylor. So what do we see? That the din is a chilek between the din and neder. When it comes to Yisrael Sishbu, it's Yisrael in the pu'ula of swearing false. When it comes to neder, there, the neder, there, the koyach of the person is lesser Yisrael. Lesser Yisrael, creating an Yisrael. You all know by now that Nedarim is an Yisrael Chafetz, so you're creating an Yisrael in the Chafetz. If you went ahead and you violated what you said as the Neder, then you're Oyverle Achol Devari. But it's not straight path. It takes two steps, creating the Yisrael in the Chafetz, and then their boy, if you are not Mekayim, you're Neder, you're Oyverle Achol Devari. So it's simple. I swore that it's eight and it's seven. Zaka of Naftali. There's two different parshas. Memela says of Naftali, there's two dinim. Let's leave it here. Let the Chumash leave it. Okay. The Naftali really is not printed in the Granat. It's brought in the Florizovsky, sure, which I must have heard too, but I can't tell you I remember it from then, but I remember it now from now. So, Zechariah of Naftali, that there's two dinim in Parashat Yisroel. The din of Shul Sheker, you know, the Shul Sheker. And therefore, this Yisroel, the Shul Sheker, goes retrospectively, Lesha'avar. You can swear Sheker. I was in a certain place. Turns out you weren't. I swear I was in San Francisco. And you weren't. You were Ayver Lysinj Bush Sheker. You can also have a Shul, which is prospective, which obviously the trigger is not being Mekayim the Shur. That's the din of Shur. Then there's a din of Neder in Parshas Matos that you can create an Isser and a Chafetz in one of two ways. Either you can say Shur Shaloi Eichel, then it's an Isser Gavra, the person can't eat. And if you ate, you're over in two Parshios. A, Parshas Leisid B'Rosh Mila Shaker, and B, well, Yachal Devaroi, because it turns out that you had a, if you did a B'lashon Shua, an illegal Shua, and you also were able to Echol Devari. Zok Dev Rav Naftali, Muvah in Chodesh Rav Shmuel. This now can be used to answer our problem with the Yadais. Avada Yadais, help. Take it down Facebook for a second. Let me explain it, and then we'll read it together for a few moments. Yadais help to make a Chalais Isser, because this is the entire Indian of Yadais, that a Mikzas HaDibur creates a Chalais Isser, even though you don't have a full Dibur, a Mikzas Dibur creates a Chalais Isser. But that's only when it comes to Nedarim. When it comes to Shuas, there the question is, did what came out of your mouth true or not true? That's all. Sheker or no Sheker? Vayisishbu b'shmi la-sheker. Do not emit any words. Do not express any words from your mouth which are not true. So there, you require a dibur and a bitui, which is whole, shalem, because we are being mitzvah with you on the spot to take you down for something you said that was incorrect. But that's only if you said something incorrectly in a full way. If you said it incorrectly through your eyes, maybe not.
So here in the Mishnah, the kasha we had was, how can they say that there is a lack of Yudayim Shuas? The Mishnah here says Mefarish that there is Yudayim Shuas. The Mishnah Daftes can Yidrei Rishoyim Bishua. That helps for Bal Yachel Dikadin, Parshas Matris Dikadin. But in Meshech Shuas, we are being done on the Isser Shuas Sheker, which brings a carbon of Lesizbul Shmila that is not connected to Bal Yachel. And therefore, Taisus says that there is no din of Yada. It's beautiful. It's not really so different, and they're not really than the other Mahalchim, the Mirin, and the Tziv does not chelik on them. They use different paths to get to this same outcome. And he brings a raya from a Mefurisha Shilta Gebirim and Shua B'Shem that even though without Haskaras Hashem it's not Shua, but there still could be Chal Bal Yachol Kamei Nedarim because the two are two independently. And let's use my drone mushal. You know, I discovered drones a year or two ago before drones became an integral chelik of our life here in New Jersey. Using the drones of what's Ravitz on top of you, there's two Parshias on top of you, there's Parshas Neshuas, the Parshas and the Nedarim. Let's see now inside of Pesach how Rashmul will bring us a word from Naphtali. Back to the Shiur of Rashmul. Okay. Tirat HaGranat, line 10. Detrain minei shvoi sika. Chada mitin shvua. Dechsev parshas matoi, so you shall leach levarai. Ma'an din shvua shalai shvua, so eis chalai sisr. Dominech chalai shvua neder. Al disur de neder vese chepsa, shvua vese gavra. Ba shvua kzea gavra ba yach levarai. Shvua sa lavra al yisr shvua. So you said you go not eat this kikar, and you went ahead, you ate the kikar? By eating the kikar, you created a layach l'davar. This is halacha number one. V'oi! Ika b'shuah din shuah sheker. The oi v'ral m'shem lav, the loy sizh b'shmila sheker. V'alzeh ika gam karbon. V'zeh in ala veres bal yachel, el ala shuah sheker. V'zeh if it gam arayin, samach like it's on me right.
Ready prices?
V'kvar hikshu alav. V'kvar hikshu alav, the loy kiman. B'zeh Yisrael etzem ha-sheker, ma she-shikr b'shuvasai. U'b'eichad ha-nishba v'lo'avar, goyin sh'nishba sh'achalti v'lo'yachal, ari ha-sheker hu b'sh'as ha-shvua. B'sh'o sh'nishba k'var nishba shvua sheker. U'b'eichad ha-nishba v'lo'avar, ki goyin sh'nishba sh'o'ich v'lo'yachal, ha v'shek b'sh'o sh'o'ivar l'shvua. Sh'o'ivar shvua nimtzi d'nas ha-shvua shvuasai sheker. Beautiful part, as they say. He was meshaker b'shavasai, but it was just a lot of our shekels, right? Instantaneous. I did not eat, but you ate. Made them come and say you ate. The ready was a creation of a shua sheker as soon as you spoke. But when he's being nishba l'haba, I will not eat. There, the sheker only happens when it happens. When he's over in the shua, that's when the shua sheker took place. But the iser is shua sheker. It's not an iser. Oh, yeah. Zaka of Naphtali, Asher Shapra Taisvis. Why? Because what Taisvis says is no din of Yadais, that's only the din of Shua Sheker. You're not over a lot of Shua Sheker, which is a Yisoida, is me Parshas Nidorim. So Taisvis is limited to the Shua's Tikalacha. So when Taisus said, there's no Yudayim, he's referring to the Shua Sheker Halacha. There's no Yudayim in that. And therefore, the Mishnah didn't have to say it. But the Allah Yabayachadavara, which is similar to Nedarim and Nilwin Parson Nedarim, Avada, it works. Nachamo. Yadais helps to be Mashva Chalois Isser. That's the whole Yisoy Yadayis Mikzadib Mahani. But we're being done on what he said, if it's Shek or not. You need a bitui shalem, and then darim knidurishayim. Yeah, this help for only for bayachel devaray. But the Mishnah in Shavuos, which Tysus and Daf Beis is referring to, that's Issa Shua Sheker, which is Machayev a carbon. There, Tysus says, is no Yudai. And then in the other side, on the left column, you found the Mufursha Shilta Gubarim, which seems to back us up. Just let me close here. We have a minute. And he's Rav Shach. I'm telling you, this is unbelievable because this is what was going on in the Beis Medrash and Paravish in those years, in the early Lamets. They all say more or less approach the same problem. It was a thrilling sight because in 1 week you had three Shir Klolim by Rav David Rav Shach and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, and they all tackled this problem. They tackled it from different angles, and what came out was different Mahalchim, but they came more or less to the same site. Rav Shach, and then this Abiezer, which is always written a little bit complicated, he says that there's too many Shuas, and Shuas Bitur Legaber carbon, and the Shuas, which is said Legaber Isla Atzmaya Lechel, was the Varay. And he said, this is the Pshat and the Taisus. And really, what Rashach is focusing on is the Chlub between the Ram and the Ravid. If you're a Nishma, believe Shem Hashem, where we said earlier, Daf Beis, that the Shul, but not Yisur, but not Lechol Dabar. And he said, this is Mavuir up to the two Parshiyos now. And the Iker Halacha of Shul B'Shem that we will get back to. We saw it in the, we saw the Daf Beis. We're in Kinuyim Daf Beis. And we'll come back to Shul B'Shem, which is a very simple course to get to the city. Everybody, so I just do 1 minute of Chazara. We had a Shiloh whether or not there is such a concept of Yadayim. Shuas, Chara Mishnah Freshes, there is. Machoik Sushainim between the Rosh and Iran, that there is Yadayim. And the Taisus says there's no. And three Mahalchim, the Rishayim Acharim, to explain this sugya. Yitzchak.
We don't hear you.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm just concluding here. Yeah. So the three Mahalchim are the Meiri's Mahalach. That, To try to explain based on Yerushalmi, maybe it's a machlaikis, the tziz mahalach, the chlok to mushbiyatzah, mushbiyacherim, and third mahalach of shiyashivis, ikur of shmul, b'shem rukanat, the aviezer. There's two different dinim here, the shuadik alacha, but it's not yudaim, and the nedadik alav, riachor debari, which is nedaim, even if it's best collection for us. I'll see everybody next week. And then next week, this is Hanukkah, but we do not take a week off for Hanukkah, so we will convene in Mitzvah next week, even on the Sunday of Shabbos Hanukkah. Everybody have a good week.